703 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Christy Moreno, the bilingual director of advocacy for the organization, which represents the Missouri Public Charter School Association, and also Jillian Renningbird, who is a parent. How are both of y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing great.
Good. Good. I'm glad to have both of y'all. So, Christy, first of all, for those who don't know much about the Missouri Charter Public School Association, tell me about it.
Well, the Missouri Charter Public School Association represents 66 charter public schools in Missouri, and half of those are here in Kansas City. And our mission is to improve students' achievement by increasing access to high-quality charter public education options throughout our state. The association is recognized as the primary resource and advocacy organization for Missouri's charter public schools, both at the local and the state levels. And we advocate for issues that affect our students, including public policy and communications. The association is, continuously developing and implementing strategic services, resources, partnerships, so that our charter schools can really provide the best possible public school opportunity for our families in our state.
Yes, Christy, why don't you give us some of the options of the charter schools that's offered here in the Kansas City area and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a variety of schools. I mean, you'll recognize some of these names. We have Scuola Vita Nova. We have Gordon Parks Elementary, University Academy, Frontier Schools, which focus on STEM, KIPP Kansas City, Crossroads Charter Schools, and the list goes on and on and on.
No doubt. Now, Jillian, as a parent, I have to ask you, what do you like the most about charter schools and what they offer for your kids?
So I have a unique perspective. I had a little girl, Jayla, from the east side of Kansas City. She was in a wheelchair, and she attended charter schools. She attends charter school as well as my oldest daughter. And I just like that they're able to educate our brown disabled kids effectively.
I definitely appreciate that for sure. And of course, Christy, I also like to ask you, because I know a lot of people are probably thinking about some of the options. What should they do if they want to learn more about this, or as far as if enrollment is going on right now to get ready for 2021-2022?
Yes, well, before we jump into that, I would love to tell you a little bit more about charter public schools.
Oh, yes, please do. Please do.
Yeah, because a lot of people either, don't really know that these options are available to them, or, there's a lot of myths sometimes. And I'm here to really share as a parent and as an advocate why charter public schools are an amazing opportunity for our families. See, we believe that as parents, we know what's best for our kids. And because we have a unique insight into, the strengths, the challenges, the needs that our children have, based obviously on our instincts and experiences with them, we love that we have these public school choices as well. We know as parents that there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all education or education system or model that works for absolutely every child. So charter public schools give us as parents the freedom to find a school that fits our kids' needs. And this is regardless of our income or our zip code, because we believe as charter public schools, that, we should not just fit kids into the zip code that they're living in. We should give all of those options to the children within the district. And so charter public schools have a very student-centered approach. And in Kansas City, nearly 50% of public school students. One very important thing to say is charter schools are public schools. They are free. They are open to all. They're publicly funded. And they serve a diverse population here, within Kansas City. 62% of our students are Black. 17% of our students are Latino. In other words, charter schools don't charge tuition. They're not selective. They're not for profit. And like all public schools, they're subject to Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education standards. All charter schools operate under a contract with a charter school sponsor or authorizer. And this is usually a nonprofit organization, a government agency, or a university that is holding them accountable to high standards outlined in that contract or that charter. This includes performance and financial oversight. So, yes, charter public schools are publicly accountable. And the thing I love most about charter public schools is that they rely on families choosing to enroll their children. Yeah. So charter schools are first and foremost accountable to families.
Yes, and I like to just the diverse options that you have. If you want to learn about STEM, you got Frontier Schools. If you want to learn about French, you can go to Academy Lafayette. There's plenty of different options that you can enroll your kids in. That's one of the things I like about that. Would you say the same, Jillian?
I would definitely say the same thing. And also, I would also like to share that a lot of the big decisions are made in-house. So that means if you're trying to get to the superintendent or the principals, they're attainable and you can actually reach them. That's very important as a parent, especially when you're dealing with a parent, dealing with a child who has special needs. It has been so helpful that I've just been able to say, hey, I need to talk to you. This is not working. Let's talk. And it has just worked out so great.
No doubt. And Jillian, by the way, what school does your kids go to?
Crossroads Charter School. It has been amazing, amazing. I have a 17-year-old, Monet, who goes to Crossroads Preparatory Academy, and my 6-year-old J-Lo went to Crossroads Central Street, and she was a little girl in a wheelchair. And we tried our traditional public schools; it just did not work for us. So to say that. School choice is very important. It is because, as Chrissy mentioned, education is not a one-size-fits-all. So we need to be able to make our choices. And based on the choices that we make, our kids should not be penalized with the funding equity issue that's actually happening now.
Yes, yes. Totally agree with that. Oh, ladies, I definitely appreciate your time once again giving us information on the charter schools that are being offered here in the Kansas City area. And Christy, you got to give us this information if they want to learn more.
Yes, absolutely. And I do want to hop into what Jillian mentioned. Right now we have a big challenge that our charter public school students are fighting for fair funding, and as parents, we're engaging in this effort because we believe that all public school children should be funded equitably, and that despite being public school students, the fact that our children are receiving less funding because there's a glitch in the Missouri law is not just, you know, this is fixable. So we're really hoping that, you know, we build a really strong network of support to fix the glitch in this charter school funding inequity. Right now, charter public school students in the entire state, it's about, over 25,000 public charter school students that are missing out on this, equitable funding. And that adds up to over $25 million. So that is a challenge right now. But if you want to, look at your options, I invite you to visit mocharterschools.org, which is the Missouri Charter Public School Association's website, and also schoolappkc.org. At schoolappkc.org, it's a directory of schools. You can visit the schools online, look at what they have to offer. As you were mentioning, some of our member schools really have a very specific focus. I will share Gordon Parks Elementary School focuses on children who have experienced trauma. 87% of their student population has experienced, at least one traumatic event.
Wow.
And I will say that is nearly double the national average. We have De La Salle Education Center.
Wait, Christy, hold on yeah. Just one second. I got to do this quick break real quick and we can finish this up. Hold on for just a second. I apologize. Hold on for me. Having no three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Cardi B with Up coming in at number one on your Hot 44 right here on The Playmaker Show. And make sure you keep it right here. We're going to have more music coming up on the way from Ariana Grande. We'll also get some Chris Brown on the way for you and get you qualified for a chance to win $1,000 in cold cash with the Kansas Lottery X Games Instant Ticket Giveaway. And also coming up around 4:35, we're going to be talking with Christy Moreno and parent Jillian Rainingbird about the Missouri Public Charter School Association as we're getting ready for school season coming up next year, and we'll learn more about what charter public schools here in Kansas City have to offer you as a parent and as a student. So look forward to talk about that. And make sure you listen to Hopper the Three Jams on your Google Home device by saying, hey Google, play Hopper the Three Jams as we get another check on your traffic. All right, Christy, sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that to you. I apologize.
No problem.
I had to get that break in. I apologize. But yes, continue back on that point where you were mentioning with the schools and what they're offering at the end. You just mentioning a couple of those schools there.
Yes, I was mentioning the LaSalle Education Center, which has a unique career pathways program that allows students to gain real-world work experience while they're learning and completing high school and professional office settings, too. So as we were sharing, every charter school has, you know, a focus. There's Academy for Integrated Arts, which integrates art into every single subject, and many more. I also want to share that because our schools are independently run, they're more flexible, and they can adapt more quickly to meet the needs of our students. Obviously, the pandemic has highlighted some of those needs, and really both academic and non-academic. We know that socio-emotional learning is as important.
Yes.
And so, for example, during the pandemic, Hope Leadership Academy, I don't know if you're familiar with
Yes.
Hope Leadership Academy. It's on Linwood. You know, like all of our charter schools have provided hotspots for internet connectivity, but they have also been providing mental health resources. They have been assisting their families with housing needs. They have been securing food and clothing for their students and their families and much more. And so, yes, we were very eager for all of our families in Kansas City to invite them to look into these public school options that are available to them. Again, visit mocharterschools.org and or schoolappkc.org for more information.
Ladies, I definitely appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And y'all get out there and learn more about the charter public schools being offered here in the Kansas City area. And definitely salute to y'all for what y'all doing for these kids. Thank you very much for both of you.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Oh, no.